Harrison Barnes on Victor Wembanyama. We're getting ready to see the Spurs and the Kings tonight with more on that. Nice stuff. Join us here. See if I can get him on camera with me. There he is.
Hi, liar.
Let me tell you something, Kyle Draper. If this guy were on those Bulls teams, he would not be going out with Luke Longley and these guys and going on tour to complain about Michael Jordan.
I don't think.
Let's find out. The High Flyer.
What's happening, Henry Turner? What's going on, man?
Hey,
let's happy go.
Did you hear about this tour those guys are going on?
No.
Okay.
No.
So it's Longley and Horace Grant and Scotty and a bunch of them. I'm not sure who all they are. And they're going on a tour in Australia, and they're going to go up on stage, and then they're going to tell everybody, no, Last Dance, that wasn't what it was like. We didn't need Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
we didn't like Michael
Jordan. No, they didn't know. They didn't say that.
And I think that is so sad.
Come on.
Luke Longley was talking about how Michael Jordan, you know, I didn't really like him, but we got, you know. To me, Luke Longley should just shut up and just be happy.
Man.
What do you think?
You know what? Let's just put this out there. If it wasn't no Mike, Luke who?
Exactly.
Luke who?
Come on. So what about Scotty?
Exactly.
Should Scotty just shut up too?
You know what? Scotty has a legitimate beef, man. But I'll tell you what. Michael and Scotty got other issues besides what was just said.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, they do.
Okay. I mean, they got family issues, man.
They do.
That's going way past that. You know, with the Lord Pippen situation.
Yeah.
They got beef that goes way past just basketball. So I think Scotty's just disgruntled. But, you know, come on, man. Come on, bro. At the end of the day, I don't know one guy that has been in multiple championships that didn't have that edge.
Right.
You have to have that edge, man, to be great.
Yeah.
If you don't have that edge, you're just a run-of-the-mill guy, and you're a complimentary guy.
Yeah.
Think about it. And then
you wouldn't have won those rings, and nobody would care what you had to say on your tour in Australia.
Exactly,
this is
man.
Terrible.
I mean, you know,
this is terrible,
you really have to give homage to, you know, pay homage. You know, I know those guys, they look at it like this. Michael gets all this attention.
Exactly.
Michael is the man. Michael gets
Michael
everything.
Michael ain't never done nothing
Michael
wrong in his
is
life.
Michael is Michael.
Michael, Michael, Michael.
But exactly. It sounds like the Brady Bunch.
Right.
You know, but at the end of the day, you know, they're like, well, Michael didn't do this by himself. No, he didn't.
No, he
didn't. Had teammates.
Exactly.
But
they just want their shine, High Flyer.
You know, they got rings, bro. How much more shine do you need?
See, this I'm surprised.
How much shine do you need, bro?
Romanticizing a Michael Jordan like he's some deity, like he's some god, like he's never had any failures. It's like
he's had failures.
The dude had a 10-part infomercial,
and it was great.
And these guys can't say their piece.
KD, they can say their piece all they want, but I'll tell you what, you ask anybody besides the ones who are disgruntled about Michael being on their team. Dude, when you step on the floor with that cat's almost like Black Jesus, man.
Mm.
I'm serious. I'm serious. I mean, you know, I keep it 100 with you. If I thought Michael was a turd, this, that, and the third, I would say it. You know, but when you stepped on the floor with that dude, man, you understood his greatness.
How about when you stepped on the floor with Luke Longley?
Luke who?
Oh, that's messed up. You just taking shots at Luke Longley,
Why
man.
Why would I take shots at Luke Longley? I'm just keeping it 100.
Y'all taking shots at Luke Longley.
I'm just keeping it straight 100. Bro, you had a chance to play with greatness, and now you're complaining? That's like A.C. Green complaining that he had to play with Magic Johnson and saying, oh, you know what? Magic didn't make me All-Star. I did that myself.
Well, Magic ain't make no 10-part documentary about just Magic Johnson.
Hey,
it was an infomercial.
But what I'm saying, KD, if A.C. Green complained about playing with Magic Johnson, this dude made you an All-Star. He shouldn't have no type of complaining. Matter of fact, you still need to write a check.
But you agree, Scotty, it's okay for Scotty to say his
Scotty's a mixed-up cat.
But I told you.
But
I told you, Scotty got all cheer motives, man.
Jordan didn't?
Hey, it's more than just basketball.
Jordan's whole documentary was ulterior.
Hey.
He took shots at Isaiah. He took shots at the Hall of Fame, like everything.
Some of those were warranted, by the way. A lot of them.
Man, y'all let.
They were warranted.
Jordan all of a sudden turned water into wine.
You know what?
Walk on water.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what. I went for you being an Eagles fan.
I can't badmouth Jordan.
Hey, I went
See,
for
you. Y'all scared
hey,
of Jordan.
Hey, hey,
you
hey,
were scared
hey,
of Jordan hey, as a player.
Hey,
Talk to
I
him, Drake.
For you,
were you scared?
I went for you bad mouth of my Niners. I went for that. But, bro, I'm going to tell you what, man. I hate to smack the spit out
of
your mouth,
man. Mike got you shook, too.
You keep talking about.
Mike got you shook.
You keep talking about number one.
He got you shook.
No, he ain't got me shook. I'm just calling it what it is. That's like saying Kobe Bryant wasn't the exact same way.
I think Michael Jordan is one of the most overrated athletes ever.
Oh, Lord.
And here's why.
I second you, Drapes. I'm with you, brother.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, it's like this dude ain't have no failures. Like, this dude ain't get bounced in the playoffs. Like, Larry Bird didn't whoop him up. Like, Isaiah Thomas didn't smack him up. Like, he did won something without Pippen. He won something without Phil Jackson. Come on, man. Michael was great. He was amazing. I get it. But don't act like this guy was outside of playing basketball.
What else did he do? Hey, I'm not saying the dude didn't have no flaws. I'm talking about what he did on the court. Of course, we all get down off the court, KD. You know, I tell you what. Everybody got skeletons in their closet, bro. Okay? But what I'm saying is that on the basketball floor, the dude earned everything that he got.
And those guys that are complaining benefited from that.
Definitely benefited from that. You know what, though? See, Scotty might be the only one.
I was about to say, Scotty got to get some love.
Scotty might be the only one that has a legitimate gripe because, see, they didn't pay Scotty. Chicago didn't give Scotty his due.
Right.
Scotty didn't get really paid till he moved on to Portland. And it was because of Michael. I will say that. I'll agree with you with that 150%. But I'll tell you what, you don't hear Judd Bushler coming out talking about, I was mistreated.
I got to see if he's on that tour.
I was mistreated.
Horace Grant.
He might be.
Don't let Mike do whatever he wants. No repercussions.
Horace Grant is another disgruntled guy that left Chicago, was upset because, you know.
He said he would kick Rodman's behind. That's what Horace Grant said.
And he showed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all just let Mike get away with anything. Anything Mike say is okay. We accept it, Mr. Jordan.
I
was listening to my guy, Antonio Daniels, and he had a saying. He had an acronym, LTL. In the NBA, there is a license to lie, and that's what Michael Jordan did in that documentary. He romanticized. He built himself up to be this guy.
Giving people what they want.
How about this,
iFlyer?
Yes.
We were talking also about the next face of the NBA because you got Wemby here. Maybe it's him.
Yeah. Right.
Jason Tatum says it's mine for the taking. Do you have any thought on once LeBron leaves, Steph leaves, KD? That's going to be a while. Is Wemby, you think, going to be the next face of the NBA?
He has a very good chance.
Yeah.
He has a very good chance. You know, you have to really look at the face of the NBA and really say, okay, who he is, who he plays for, what he brings to the table. I can tell you who threw it away.
Really?
I can tell you who threw it away. They wanted this dude to be the next face of the NBA. That was Ja Morant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ja Morant threw it away.
Uh-huh.
They had already stamped him because, see, you know, the reason why you have to be very careful because, for one, you have to be a likable guy.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Before Ja went crazy, he was a likable kid.
And the league has to want you to be the guy. They got to be in your corner.
You got to be a guy that's running your team.
Yeah.
You have to be a guy that has a flashy game. If you don't have a flashy game, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
No, you got to have that.
You know, that's why Jokic won't ever be the face of this NBA because his game is not flashy enough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Luka maybe, but Jokic never.
Yeah.
And then you have to look for who you play for. And that's what shoots Jason Tatum through the roof.
Yeah.
The dude plays for the Boston Celtics.
Right. That's what I'm saying. If he gets it done in Boston, win a title, finals MVP.
Come on, man.
He's already a likable dude.
You know what?
Yeah. But if they win and he's not the finals MVP, that hurts his case.
I'll tell you what. He's got another obstacle in front of him besides just winning a championship.
What?
It is his teammate, Jaylen Brown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because, see, Jaylen Brown outplayed him in the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And everybody knows that.
Yeah, yeah. How about tonight? Are we going to see the Kings start to play with some kind of consistency? Or is that – am I expecting too much?
You know, I'm looking at my basketball team, and I'm really worried.
Ooh.
And I'm going to tell you why. We had too many oopsies in the first three quarters.
They add up, don't they?
Yes, they do. You know, we kept saying, flush it, forget about it, forget about it. You look at what's going on now. The West is so tight that you're going to go back to those oopsies and be like, ooh, damn. You know, you're not going to be able to look at them and say, well, you know what? If we would have got those, you're going to look at those and be like, ooh, that dropped us out of six, and now we're in nine. Because if this basketball team, and this is just me speaking, this is just my observation, this is just how Henry Turner feels. If this basketball team finishes anywhere under six, it's been a bad year.
Really?
If they get out?
Play-in. What if they advance?
Get out of it?
I'm not trying to hear a play-in. I'm not trying to hear a play-in. Because you know what? You know what scares me about a play-in?
Well, it's very scary. It's a lot that's scary about a play-in.
You can have one bad game and you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's why if you're seventh or eighth, you get two shots.
I listen to you guys.
Yeah.
You know, I listen to y'all's show. Y'all my boys. I like you.
Okay.
You know, and I heard what KD said. KD said, you know what? It might be a better role. It might be a better role. But I'll tell you what.
You heard that.
Hey,
okay.
I'd much rather go seven games or at least you got four guaranteed to go four than to play one game, have a bad game, and you out.
If you're the seventh seed
and you out,
and the Mavericks the eighth, you worried about that?
You get two chances.
Our team?
Yes.
Two shots.
Wait. Our team?
All right. I got my
answer. Wait. You must have seen what happened in Houston. You must have seen what happened in New Orleans.
No, you're talking about
bringing
up old stuff.
You must have seen what happened in Portland.
You're bringing up old stuff, hey, high flyer. This
it
is
happened.
A new day.
It happened.
This is the final 28 games,
no,
baby.
No, what I'm saying is it happened. I would much rather for this team to finish in six and go up against whoever, a juggernaut.
And maybe and say, get bounced.
You might.
Instead of beating Dallas 7 and facing OKC in the first round of the playoffs, beating OKC.
It's not a guarantee you're going to get Dallas that easy.
Okay.
It's not a guarantee of that.
Who do you think they're most likely to pass to end up six? Because right now, obviously, they're behind Dallas, they're behind Phoenix, and they also have Pelicans right there.
You know what?
Who are they going to pass, in your opinion?
They need all of those. They really do. I mean, the Pelicans has had our number.
Yes.
So you don't want to see
them.
They have
your number, your passwords.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All of that.
The key to your back door.
You really don't want to see them. And Dallas is that scary team because if Luka and Kyrie both get it clicking, it's like, ooh-wee. You know, our basketball team, and this is the problem that I had when we start dropping those games, KD, because I wanted a basketball team that takes control of their own destiny. I hate being in a season to where, okay, we got to win this game, and now we're looking to see what Dallas does.
We need help. We need help.
Yeah. And then we got to look.
We want to just be in there.
Yeah. You take it. Like last year, we had control of our own destiny. It was like, man, we there. We ain't worried about what New Orleans does. Right. We're not worried about what the Lakers do. We there. That's where I wanted this team to be at this year, man. But we're in a different type of situation. But I'll tell you what, if they come out and they play basketball the way that we know, and that's going to be with the word, a big capital C, consistency. They have to play consistent. Harrison Barnes, I'm sorry, you have to be that guy. Kevin Herter, you better be that guy. Keegan, we need more from you than just some defense. Trey Lyles, you're going to have to be last year Trey Lyles-like. You know, we're going to need all that. Malik Monk, we need you. De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis, keep doing what you're doing, but you're going to have to be consistent at how you do it.
High flyer with us, the great Henry Turner.
He coming in fired up.
Yeah.
I love it.
He's resting ready after the break.
No, I want this team to do it. I really do. I really do because, see, you know, KD, you've been here for a little while, but you ain't been here for the whole run. You know, I want this team to get their respect. And that's been a huge part of Sacramento. You don't have the respect. The reason why you don't get an all-star game is because you don't have the respect. They can throw out all the other stuff they want to. I'm like, you mean to tell me Indiana got everything that they have and we don't?
Right.
Don't give me that. You know, they don't give us our respect. We got two all-stars on our team. They don't give us the respect.
So how do you earn respect, High Flyer?
Win.
By getting bounced by the Clippers in the first round?
No, you have to take your respect. You know what? Okay, so check this out. So you mean to tell me if you go into the play-in and you make it past Dallas, you go to the first round and you still lose, that's better?
But I think they have a better chance against Oklahoma City than the Clippers.
You must ain't looked at the standings lately.
OKC
is still
darned.
It's a family program,
so I can't use the language I want to use. But standings be darned, because when you look at it, I think it's a better matchup Look at what the Lakers did. The Lakers last year came in and smacked up Ja Morant and the Grizzlies. And then they had the Warriors, who they had a better match. And they advanced. That's what I'm talking about with the Kings.
And I'm with you with
that. The Clippers worry me, bro.
Didn't you do this game in Oklahoma City? Didn't you do that game?
That was one game, man. I did the other two earlier as well, that we beat them.
I'm just saying, you know, you and I are both saying the same thing. If our team is playing consistent, I'll take that role.
Yep.
If our team is playing consistent basketball, I'll take that role.
But we haven't seen that yet. That's what you're talking
about.
If
our team is playing up and down like they've been playing, brother, put me in that sixth spot, and I'll deal with whatever I got to deal with.
How can any NBA team be consistent when they can't guard people?
You know what? Defense in today's league, man, it's just really is nil. It really is.
But there are some teams that play it better than others, and the Kings not.
It's some teams that play an inkling of a defense, Whitey, but more so nowadays, man, it's all about can you outscore me? Do I have enough firepower? How many times have we talked about all these basketball teams? He just got off of L.A. Ooh, the firepower that they have. That's the reason why they're winning. You know, that's the reason why they win it.
I didn't think you sounded like that.
I didn't say, ooh, the buyback.
I'm just saying, he riding LA hard, and I'm with him. I'm with him on that. When you look at what the Clippers have, come on, man, it's no reason why they shouldn't be championship or bust.
Right.
You know, they got four first ballot Hall of Famers, man. And then, you know, you look at some of those players that's coming off the bench, they got a deep bench.
Right.
Okay, so Monty says, hey, our defense is better. We need to be better offensively like last year.
Exactly.
Mike Brown says, we are not going to go far in the playoffs if we're not better defensively. So you think Monty's right?
No, you're not going to make it to the playoffs if you don't get better offensively. Okay? You're not going to make it to the playoffs to show how good you are defensively if you don't pick it up on the offensive side.
Okay.
Because the Kings were killing everybody last year.
Yeah.
Offensively, it was killing. Smoking the lead.
Yep.
That's the reason why they were winning. But now, you know, everybody's catching up. Everybody's starting to score. Now the Kings are just an average or a good offensive team. They're not a juggernaut. They're a good offensive team, and their defense is a little bit better. That's why we're right here in the middle in the fuss with everybody else. If the Sacramento Kings were playing offense the same way they did last year, we would probably still be in that third, fourth, fifth place right
now. Mike Brown says if we made free throws, we'd be close to what we were last year.
Oh, we don't even talk about
that.
Yeah,
talk about that,
Yeah. You know what? That's a molehill that really should have been knocking down a long time ago. Yeah.
That's got to be between the ears.
You don't win basketball games, period. I'm sorry. You don't. Not knocking down free throws is almost as asinine to me as not being able to rebound the basketball. If you can't rebound, I don't care how potent your offensive transition game is.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So what's the problem then, High Flyer?
Concentration, bro.
And HB talked about, we said earlier, he said effort, but we thought it was focus.
No, concentration, focus, same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing. KD, we've been shooting free throws the exact same way for 30 years. Every one of those guys right now, and I can do this right now to this day. You put me on that free throw line, I can close my eyes and make 4 out of 10.
And still knock them down.
I can close my eyes and make 4 out of 10 because I go through that repetition that I've been doing for the last 30 years, and it's repetitiveness, but you have to concentrate. You have to concentrate, bro. You just can't walk to the line and say, okay, I'm about to throw this up there. If it goes, it goes. It don't.
You can't go up there thinking, I got to get this over with.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
You got to hit it. To me, a free throw is the easiest shot in the game because even a layup, you got somebody swinging and pulling on you.
Some defense on you.
There you go. It's just you and the rim. You mean to tell me you're a professional player, you make millions of dollars a year, you can't at least shoot 70? I mean, I'm more so 80, but you can't shoot 70%?
So are we all agreeing here that if the Kings are going to get better in the second half, if they get better offensively, more consistent offensively, that is the best path?
Let me tell you this.
Is that what you think, Kyle?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, because they have more growth potential, I think, offensively. Defensively, High Flyer, I think they can improve, yes. I think they could defend the three much better. But you got to start by defending your man. But I think offensively, they've taken the step back. Defensively, the numbers are pretty much similar to last season in terms of defensive rating.
They're a little better, actually.
Exactly.
I'll get that.
Offensively is where they've taken a big step back.
Here's the question right here. And this is a question that answers the question. if Kevin Herter was averaging the exact same thing he averaged last year, if Harrison Barnes was averaging the exact thing, same thing he was last year, if Keegan Murray's numbers was the same as they were last year, are we even talking about the, how good the offense is?
No. No.
Are we even talking about this? No, because you're winning basketball games, and now you're talking about, okay, there's other things. Now you know what? The free throw shooting really shoots up higher on the priority list. You know, we're not playing the exact same offensively as we was last year. That's just
That's true.
That's our problem.
Just missing shots?
Huh?
Or just missing shots?
We're missing shots.
Not getting out and running as much?
You know what, though? I'll tell you what I will put a lot on. Pace.
Yes.
I don't think our pace is the same. Whenever you see the Sacramento Kings step on accelerator and they go up and down, up and down, up and down, good things happen.
Especially because, you know, a moment ago you mentioned, hey, you got a rebound. They are number one in defensive rebounding percentage in the whole league. Number one. So you have opportunities to run.
Yeah,
the opportunities are there, and they're not taking advantage of it.
And I tell you what, when they get up and down, you see the best out of each and every last one of our players. The problem is when, and we've seen it, when Phoenix goes small, we walk that ball up, stop, 2-4, whatever call they make. We run a half-court set, and we're terrible at it. But when we get that ball and we kick it out, Sabonis get it, and he drives that ball to the floor, you got De'Aaron on one side, you got Monk on the other side, you got Keegan Murray trailing. That's
Herter, and you got that, yeah.
Bro, that's when you see the best.
Right.
But when we start walking that ball up, I'm like, oh, Lord, here comes.
Drapes, have a great call
tonight.
All
right, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank
High Flyer,
you.
Thank you.
This.
Yeah. Stick around for more of the High Flyer, because game night is next from the Golden One Center. Getting ready for the Kings and the Spurs on Sactown Sports.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.